What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
We're with Laura Kennard, Networking and Opportunities for Education for Business. Welcome back, Laura. What's going on? What do you got going on? I know, 73 degrees. You're just beside yourself, right?
I know. I was saying earlier that I was having trouble pulling my head out of the sunshine enough to actually think about, oh, are we doing business or am I on vacation in Florida today? So, yes, we do have some things going on. Wednesday, we'll start with Wednesday. 1 million cups downtown at the Science Center, of course.
8 o'clock in the morning.
That hasn't become a routine for you, and you're interested in what's going on entrepreneurial. That's the place to head and check it out. So yes, that's at 8 o'clock in the morning. Or one of the things that we talked about last week as well is that the 2018 commercial real estate forum is also the same day. So that is going to be at Curate. And if you haven't checked out the Curate space, which is a new venue that's kind of, well, it's off of downtown. I'm trying to think. It's across from one of the brew houses. Gosh, I'm trying to give people a point of reference, and I can see it. East Village.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yes. So it used to be kind of an old, I can't even describe that building. It's an old building. It's an old dome building. Anyway, what they've done in the inside of it, because I went to the grand opening for it, is just absolutely a beautiful venue.
So it's a Curate, and this is going to be commercial realtors getting together. 7 o'clock? 7:30?
7 a.m.
What the heck? Commercial realtors don't get up that early. Come on, what are you talking about?
So this is a whole forum, and you'll be able to hear all kinds of things about what is going on. This is put on by the Business Record.
Well, one of the things they ought to be concerned about in commercial real estate is we have abundance of empty office space downtown Des Moines, abundance of empty office space, renting somewhere between $21 and $23 a square foot. And people are moving out, it would seem like, and so they've got all this empty space for commercial activity, especially offices downtown, and they're going out to the burbs. So,
and that's really interesting because I also heard from someone else. I was mentioning that a friend of mine that has a chiropractic office in West Des Moines on Mill Civic told me that his space is around $32 per square foot, which is, pricey. And then, so I was mentioning that to someone, and they were like, yeah, but they have all that office space that in West Des Moines that nobody's renting. And they're actually giving, 6 months rent-free and all sorts of things to get people in. So it's really interesting that we have all this
Here's
space.
Where the dynamic's going. You know, there's so many individuals, and we talk about entrepreneurs on this program all the time. And there are entrepreneurs that are saying, forget about it. I'm not paying $15, $20, $30 a square. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I can do, either in A, co-working, or B, in my home.
Oh, yeah.
And so home-based businesses continue to mushroom all over the place. And they're saving on that rental expense. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of makes sense. But I know even in professional offices, again, this is just an article that we reported on last week relative to commercial real estate space in downtown Des Moines, and it's a lot of empty places.
Yeah, so that's really interesting, and I feel like some of the residential rental is out of whack, too, with people's budgets, and seems like maybe there's some thought that needs to be put into what rental rates are and that kind of thing. So we also have then on the 24th is the DSM magazine unveiling. So
yay.
That is the, of course, they do that every couple of months.
All right.
And so that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's going to be at Grandview University. So remember when Grandview was a college, and I always want to call it college, but it's Grandview University.
It is Grandview University, and their new student center is absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, really?
I haven't been out there.
I went out there for a political thing about a year ago, but
it's fabulous.
So that's going to be, again, 5 to 7. Usually what they do is you can come and network, and they've got, you know, night wine and all that kind of stuff. And then I want to say maybe around 6 o'clock they do the actual unveiling.
Yes. Ta-da.
Yeah, so you get to hang out. And, of course, everyone is usually there. So so that's a great event to coming right up. We also have an AMA Iowa event, and this is actually pushing us into next week already.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we're not quite as heavy this week on stuff. So we're going to look at Brand Now, and that's going to be at the Des Moines Golf and Country Club. This is one of those lunch and learns that AMA Iowa does every month. It is open to folks, and we're actually talking about it soon enough that you can register and get on the lunch. They have about 11:30 to 12, a little bit of a networking thing, and then their programming will start at noon. And that's going to be How to Stand Out in a Crowded, Distracted World.
Lots of noise out there.
There is. So, you know, we were just talking about communication channels, just regular communication channels in one of my classes. And, you know, noise is that thing that gets in the way in a workplace. It gets in the way. But... you know, this idea with marketing and noise and really knowing how to cut through. So that should be really, that'll be a good one to go to if you feel
earlier
frustrated.
Earlier in the broadcast, of course, we were talking with Ned Flynn from Arion, and we were talking about the role that podcasting now has in the world of business. And interestingly enough, his son works at a radio station in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And he was talking about the decline of listenership that they're experiencing in Nashville, and as individuals go more and more toward the podcast.
Wow.
Interesting stuff. And the reason why is because you're not as constrained, A, by time, and B, your storytelling can be much more impactful.
Well, and you and I talked about podcasting, gosh, maybe close to a year and a half, 2 years ago, because we were talking about the fact that cars have the Wi-Fi.
Right, yeah. Sure.
And so whether you're working out in the gym with your headphones or you're going through the grocery store or you're in your car, you have the Wi-Fi. And so this idea that you can, you know, educate yourself, entertain yourself, you know, I've been just actually recently really getting into a couple of podcasts, and that wasn't something that I typically did before.
Right.
So I think that you're going to see maybe people that didn't, that first wave of podcasting, and it's almost like it's coming to a new, like, cycle, and now there's people that maybe didn't discover it before that are getting into it now.
Yeah, and it's really forcing radio stations in particular to take a look at their technology. I know that, for example, our broadcast on News Talk 1450 KXEL in Waterloo is all streamed.
Oh.
And, of course, okay. So you can pick up that stream on your cell phone, on your computer, wherever, your tablet, wherever it happens to be.
Yeah.
And so many stations are doing that. So not just relying on the locality, but also streaming that worldwide. It's very powerful.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of the radios have apps that you can stream all that stuff. So that's going to get us into that first Friday already next week. May, can you imagine? I think it's because April's been so icky and weird.
It's been like February.
Right, exactly. So we're in May. And the first Friday at the Iowa Center for Economic Success, we will have Mary Kennedy of Primary Source, and she's a woman business owner. She'll be talking about what she does. They do a series every first Friday featuring a woman entrepreneur, talks about how they got going in their business. And we also, of course, have first Friday at Gravitate downtown, the co-working. So that's where you can co-work for free, and they always have their sort of happy hour at about 4:30 downtown. So, and then, you know,
I'm going to Gravitate on Wednesday, as a matter of fact, in West Des Moines.
I'm going. Oh, the West Des Moines one.
Yeah, the West Des Moines. I've not been in Jeff's place yet, But I'm looking forward to doing that on Wednesday.
Oh, what they did in Valley Junction with that little building. Yep. It's very cute. Yep. Yeah, a nice job. So then the other thing to just kind of put on your radar is also AMA Iowa. Speaking of another opportunity to go to Curate, now that we know where Curate is in the East Village.
East Village, somewhere near a brewery.
Right.
Funky building.
It's a beautiful curve. Gosh, it's like a... Anyway, check it out. The 2018 Innovation Awards for AMA Iowa will be at Curate, so this would be a wonderful opportunity to experience that one in the evening. So that's May 10th. So think ahead on that, Thursday, May 10th at 5:30. And let me just give you a little rundown about, so Curate in the East Village. Oh, 322 East Court Avenue, everyone.
There you go.
And what this event is going to be about is it's Iowa's Best Marketers Celebrate the Top Marketing Strategies and Execution in 2017. So they've been doing this for the past 12 years. It's a competition among brands. It keeps growing every year. So they will have things like, you know, best digital and just campaigns. And so if you want inspiration, or maybe you're thinking about doing something with an agency and you'd like to get a better sense of
what they do,
mm-hmm. that would be just a really wonderful opportunity to see who's the best in the biz.
And, very good.
Marketing. So that's just some things.
Stuff going on. Speaking of, and I just have to say this because it's kind of cool. We were one for the third year in a row, the best feature in a large market radio,
mm-hmm.
For a feature that we did on the Business News Hour.
Oh, what
so,
is
that? So, yeah, the feature that we did, we were talking about methamphetamines and houses and those types of things. And so the Iowa Broadcast News Association this past weekend awarded Insight on Business the News Hour the best in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
For a feature. So, yeah, it was kind of cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now,
thank
how
you.
Did that story come up?
That story came up because I was at a meeting and I heard a person complaining about that there were no rules, regulations for disclosure with regard to methamphetamines in homes.
Mm.
And so, yeah, so I just happened to be there and we booked the talent, booked the individuals. And so it's had literally thousands of downloads over the course
wow.
of the past 6 to 8 months. So, yeah,
that's
very cool.
Fantastic.
All right.
Well, we probably should wrap it up, I suppose.
I think
right?
so. Yeah, we're out of time for crying out loud. All right, we've got to go. Thanks so very much for listening. And we'll be back with more on the Business News Hour.
Oh, my friend, attachment.